Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kehan. Today we'll discuss the article by Custer et al. Titled, Release Kinetics of Circulating Cardiac Myosin-Binding Protein C Following Cardiac Injury. This article published online December 13, 2013. My guests today are consulting editor Mary Lindsay, lead author Sakthavel Sadiyapan, and expert Ying Ga. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. Sakthi's team monitored the release kinetics of circulating cardiac myosin-binding protein C following cardiac injury. Using a pig myocardial infarction model, cardiac myosin-binding protein C levels were shown to be increased in the plasma 3 hours earlier than other known MI markers, including troponin I, troponin T, and myosin light chain. Cardiac myosin binding protein C was also shown to be elevated in two human models of cardiac injury. The first was septal ablation, and the second was non-ST segment elevation MI. Sakthi, what's the take-home message of this article?
Thanks, Mary. The take-home message of this article is that cardiac muscle-specific protein, which in this case, cardiac myosin binding protein C, is a potential ultra-early biomarker of myocardial injury. It is released in the blood very rapidly, within 15 minutes after cardiac damage, and is elevated significantly within 3 hours. With peak levels at 6 hours and a return to the baseline values at 12 hours.
Interesting. Ying, can you expand on these ideas?
Sure, Mary. Using their novel methodology, a triplex in which ELISA immunoassay was performed in the study that measured three biomarkers simultaneously, cardiac myosin-binding protein C, cardiac troponin I, and creatine kinase, in plasma samples using the MesoSkill discovery platform. These experiments determined the clinical predictability of cardiac myosin-binding protein C as an ultra-early biomarker of ischemia through its detection in blood plasma. As you know, multiplex biomarker assays have been the recent focus of clinical diagnosis. As clinical and translational research, the study for the first time used the de-identified MI patient serum samples to determine the potential diagnostic use of cardiac myosin-binding protein C in patient care by differentiating anastemia and control groups.
Sakthi, can you discuss the importance of measuring sarcomeric proteins, for example, troponins and cardiac myosin binding protein C, as opposed to measuring cytosolic proteins like myoglobin and creatine kinase?
It's very important because these proteins are cardiac muscle specific, so they do not express in any organs or cell types. This means that measuring these proteins in the blood is a true measure of cardiac injury, very specifically. In contrast, cytosolic proteins such as myoglobin and creatine kinase are not cardiac muscle specific, which means that these proteins' release could be from other organs. Therefore, measuring troponins and cardiac myosin binding protein C are a specific and reliable measure of cardiac tissue injury.
Sakthi, do you know what you're measuring in the plasma? And specifically, this 40 kilodalton N-terminal fragment of myosin-binding protein C that's been discussed. Is this what you're looking at when you measure your blood samples? And what can you tell me about this proteolytic event?
Of course. So this is a very important point, Mary. Several research groups, including my own, have shown that cardiac myosin-binding protein C is specifically degraded during myocardial infarction. During cardiac injury, the full-length 140 kDa cardiac myosin-binding protein C is cleaved, which produces a 40 kDa fragment, that is the N-terminal first 271 amino acids. That is predominantly associated with post-ischemic contractile dysfunction. So our pilot study confirmed that the 40 kDa fragment of cardiac myosin-binding protein C released into the circulatory system after ischemia reperfusion injury occurs earlier than the full length and the C-terminal region of cardiac myosin-binding protein C. So the antibodies that we used in the ELISA assays, both capture and detection antibodies, are specific to the N-terminal region of cardiac-specific C0 domain. So this indicates that these assays include all N-terminal fragments of myosin-binding protein C, including the full-length myosin-binding protein C. So our preliminary data show that cardiac myosin-binding protein C is a substrate for calpine proteases, and that calpines cleave dephosphorylated myosin-binding protein C during ischemia reperfusion injury, which releases the 40 kDa fragment that could cause pathogenic heart muscle damage. However, the mechanisms that trigger cardiac myosin-binding protein C degradation have not been determined. That is, what causes calpine to cleave cardiac myosin-binding protein C and the subsequent alterations in the sarcomeric structure and function. We also seek to determine whether protecting cardiac myosin-binding protein C from such cleavage preserves sarcomeric structure and function.
Ng, anything to add to that?
Thanks, Mary. I would also add as a future direction that mass spectrometry-based proteomic approaches have many advantages over antibody-based ELISA assays, including quantitation accuracy, sequence specificity, sensitivity, and a measurement of a broad range of protein. As you know, traditional mass spectrometry can detect many proteins in a biological sample simultaneously, while the newly promoted method called selective or multiple reaction monitoring, short for SRM or MRM, is a highly targeted method, allowing scientists to quantitate specific amino acid sequences of interest. These techniques has recently been used to verify candidate protein biomarkers from early discovery experiments. This expands them to a selection of candidate during preclinical validation. I would say these SRM and MRM approaches would allow us to quantitate different regions of proteins of interest, as well as the disease-induced post-translational modifications.
Sakti, what steps would need to be taken from here to be able to translate these findings into a clinical diagnostic test?
Definitely, these data provided proof of concept that cardiac myosin-binding protein C is an early biomarker of MI, and indicate the need for large-scale prospective clinical studies to test the potential utility of the addition of cardiac myosin-binding protein C to a multi-marker regime with the cardiac troponins, particularly with the troponin I and T. We also intend to determine whether our post-translational modifications, such as phosphorylation and glutathionylation of cardiac myosin-binding protein C in the blood samples, that could serve as a diagnostic and prognostic biomarkers in patients with MI. So at this junction, I would like to thank all the co-authors. Very importantly, my postdoctoral trainee, Dr. Dietrich Kuster, my collaborators, Dr. Christoph Liebertau, Dr. Bruno Stuyves, and Dr. A.J. Marian, for their commitment and support on this project and the current publication.
Sakti Ng, thank you for an interesting discussion regarding this research. Back to you, Kara.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.